Tonight on Deep Night.
Jonathan, wake up. Door is open. Jonathan? Where are you? Are you out there? Answer me! This isn't funny! Where the hell did he go? Jesus, my foot looks like a cantaloupe. Guess he's out getting wood. Jonathan's right, this book is in great shape. If I don't take this child with me, thought Alice, they're sure to kill it in a day or two. It's fairly violent. Oh, crap. Die on me, fire. There's gotta be something in here besides children's lit. Anything. A recipe book. Oh, very funny, Jonathan. Leave that stupid doll alone and get in here. You left the door open. I nearly froze to death. You think I don't know it's you?
Mysterious whispers in the shadows, the wind in the branches, the drifting snow, perhaps. Once we leave all the noise of our daily lives behind, the mystery of these whispers can also entice. But then again, the enticement itself may be a lure, and the mystery a scrumptious crumb laid out as bait for the tempted, but unsuspecting. Here is Pig and Pepper, by Emma Roberts.
We must be on the wrong road. Is this the best map you could find?
It's the only map, Laura.
Why are we lost?
Max, I know exactly where we are. I'm gonna chuck that phone out the window.
Max, sweetie, this is a holiday, remember? Holiday means no work.
Yeah, just let me tie up some loose ends before I lose the signal. This is the last call, I swear. Turn the music down. Max Turnbull.
Max Turnbull.
Shut up. Hello.
Ever notice how his voice lowers?
Like he's reading the news? Max Turnbull.
Max Turnbull.
Shut up. Twits, this is important. Yeah, hello. It's a stay of proceedings. Can't you handle 2 days on your own?
No gas stations, no restaurants, nothing but trees.
Yeah, I'm going to an eco lodge.
The elders call this nature, urban princess.
No phones, no lights, organic toilets.
What the hell's an organic toilet?
Yeah, this weekend was my buddy's idea.
It's a composting toilet.
Yeah, I've known it since university, but this granola phase is fairly new.
Is it a real toilet, or isn't it?
Yes, Laura, it is a real toilet.
Hell no, for our honeymoon we aren't leaving civilization, thank you very much. Just tell him to file... Hello? Hello? Oh, crap. Folks, we're officially out of touch.
Good. Now maybe you can navigate.
Let me see the map.
Forget the map. Didn't you bring your GPS thingy?
You said we were back to nature. My knapsack's full of natural fibers and runestones.
You know, you guys are what's wrong with this planet.
Sorry, okay? I just think we're lost.
Look, here it is. Next turn. Here. Here!
Want to chase me through the trees in your loincloth?
Did you remember to pack your wood nymph outfit?
Is this worth my vomit bag? Get a goddamn room.
We have to carry all this on our backs?
I forgot to pack the Sherpa.
Jonathan, you go deal with the skis. We'll get the gear.
Fine.
Is it me, or is he on a short fuse?
Well, you would be too if you found your fiancé under your thesis advisor.
It's too soon. Helene hasn't even moved out yet.
Well, what choice is there? We booked this weekend 6 months ago. You want to lose $1,000?
No, but I'm not thrilled about spending 3 of my hard-earned vacation days with Mr. Pissed-Off Single Guy either. We should have set him up with someone.
Who?
I don't know. Someone to think about besides Helene.
Which one of your friends do you hate enough?
True.
This is our weekend. Am I right?
You are right, my love.
So, we'll stay in, drink ourselves comatose, and pray Jonathan meets a nice Greenpeace activist. Call his own.
Is there a phone in our cabin?
There's a phone over there by the newspaper box.
Why would you need a newspaper out here?
For the personals.
Further.
An hour and a half.
If I'd known we'd be skiing for 3 hours, I would have rented a snowmobile.
God, it's desolate out here.
Well, some hermit didn't think so. Look.
It's a rotten old shack. Big deal.
I don't remember there being a cabin here. A lot of history in that place, I'll bet.
Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan, come on. You said we have to check in before 3.
Hey, come look. This place was left in a hurry.
We're freezing to death. Let's go.
Where's your sense of adventure?
It's frozen, just like the rest of me.
The trail is forking, Jonathan. Which way do we go?
Hold on.
Left, right, into the trees?
Hold on. Guys, I'm so impatient.
Where did you get that map?
It's based on my knowledge of the area.
Based on?
Hey, maybe a map from the lodge would have been helpful, huh? One that was based on fact?
I know exactly where I am.
Can we move inland a bit? The wind is slicing
through. You do this every time. Remember that map to the cottage up north? Nearly drove us into a goddamn lake.
Flood was an act of God.
Beat your chest indoors, please. I can't take this wind.
Look, if we go inland now, we just have to come back down later. Sally's right on the water.
Oh, it's a chalet now. Sounds mighty capitalist. Don't tree huggers sleep on straw and drink distilled compost?
You sound like Helene. Misinformed, ignorant, but self-righteous enough to criticize.
You almost married her, remember?
Guys! Max!
What? She was our friend, too.
Yeah, let's hope your engagement works out better than mine, buddy.
Max, let's just ski.
You don't know where you're going.
Neither do you.
Any direction away from you is just fine. Oh!
Ah! What happened?
That snowbank dropped down from under him. Max! Max! Where is he? I can't see him.
He's down there. All twisted up like something out of Cirque du Soleil.
Is this funny to you?
No. I'm just very inappropriate under stress.
Ah! Max, we'll be right there, baby. Get your skis off and help me get them back up here.
I'm coming. Keep your hair on.
Oh, I think my ankle broke.
Don't try to move. Just relax.
Let's get him back to the cabin. We'll light a fire.
Fine, help me up.
No, you need a doctor. We should keep moving. Try to make it back to the car.
I'm not sure you realize how much this hurts.
Max, God knows how long that cabin's been there. It could be full of animals, disease.
You're being irrational. It's four walls and a roof. Take me back to the cabin, and then Jonathan can go back to the parking lot and call an ambulance.
It is an emergency.
Okay, fine. I'm vetoed. Can you carry him on your back?
He's gained 30 pounds since first year.
Oh, shut your mouth. Pick me up.
Okay, okay. Relax. Here. I'll piggyback you. Oh, there goes my kidney, fat man.
Shut up! Push him up onto the porch.
Ah, careful.
You're dead weight.
I got the railing. I had the railing.
Are you sure about this? What if this place is completely rotten? What if you drop right through the floor?
It's only temporary.
Okay, honey. Let's get you inside.
All right, easy, easy.
And I'll look for wood. What the hell? Broken plates everywhere.
Mommy!
Do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
I just heard a doll or something.
It's okay.
Here it is. Listen.
That doll's been in the snow for eons.
I just heard it talk. I stepped on it and it talked.
Okay, okay. Easy, buddy. Lose it yet.
Why don't we get that fire started?
Look, I was not hallucinating. I heard it talk.
Okay, okay. It talked.
You two think I'm hearing things?
No, no, we're just deaf.
I'll go call the ambulance.
It'll be dark in an hour. Let Jonathan go.
I'm the fastest skier.
You're not that fast.
And he's the one who got us lost in the first place.
There's nothing wrong with that map.
Your map belongs in the combustible toilet.
Composting toilet.
Same goddamn difference.
Okay, you guys yell a bit, get it out. In the meantime, I'm going to be useful.
Oh, Laura.
Jonathan, get the fire going.
Want me to go after her?
What makes you think you'd catch her? Oh, it's freezing in here. Light the fire. Did you bring any painkillers?
I've got St. John's wort.
Yeah, of course you do.
At least the fireplace is intact. Yeah, this chair will burn.
There's some kids' books on the floor over here. We can use that for paper. Ow! Oh.
Where are the matches?
Here.
When I get home on Tuesday, I have to buy all new stuff.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Well, the only thing that's mine is the futon. Not the sheets or the pillows, even. Oh, and the dining room table. That's mine, too. But Helene bought the chairs. She'll take it all, too. She won't even leave me a roll of toilet paper.
It's too bad. Out of all your girlfriends, Helene's the only one I didn't feel like arming myself against.
That's a hell of an endorsement.
Ah, heat. You got a thing for antisocial women, admit it.
Bull.
Oh, please. That one with the bolt through her nose that was addicted to cough syrup? I had to get a tetanus shot.
Naomi had chronic bronchitis.
And a personality disorder. She nearly bit my ear off.
You shouldn't have poured her cough syrup down the drain.
Helene was normal. Friendly. Nice. Smart. Beautiful. She never gave me the evil eye when I ate meat. Never complained. Not even when you drove us into the lake.
That flood was an act of God! But too bad she cheated on me.
Yeah, that part does suck.
Thought she was a one.
You'll find somebody better.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I will. Look at this place. Toys, books. What was this, a daycare? There's cutlery resting in the sink. These dishes have been sitting here unwashed for years. Maybe food jars.
What's the expiry date?
No, no. But here's a good housekeeping from 1958.
Mmm, delicious.
I have some raisins in my knapsack if you're hungry.
Better than rancid baby mush. Laura.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonne la matina, sonne. It better be an after-dinner howl. Sonne la matina. Ding, dang, dong. Ding, dang, dong.
Look at this copy of Alice in Wonderland. Beautiful. Illustrated. Mint condition. I should put it on eBay.
It's not yours.
I speak severely to my boy. I beat him when he sneezes, for he can thoroughly enjoy the pepper when he pleases. Hard to believe it's a kid's book, though. Look, don't worry. She'll be fine.
Wake me up when Laura gets back.
Did you hear that? Sound like crying.
That stupid doll again?
No, it was... wind, I guess. Max? Max? How can you sleep at a time like this? What is that? Is that a kid?
Finally. The only phone in a 300-mile radius and it's out of order? You're kidding, right?
Jonathan, wake up. Door's open. Jonathan?
Where are you? Are you out there? Answer me! This isn't funny! Where the hell did he go? Jesus, my foot looks like a cantaloupe. Guess he's out getting wood. Jonathan's right, this book is in great shape.
If I don't take this child with me, thought Alice, they're sure to kill it in a day or two. It's fairly violent.
Oh, crap. Don't die on me, fire. There's gotta be something in here besides children's lit. Anything. A recipe book. Oh, very funny, Jonathan. Leave that stupid doll alone and get in here. You left the door open. I nearly froze to death. You think I don't know it's you? Away from me!
I apologize for the phone. You know, this trail doesn't get much use anymore. Most folks travel the new road.
Ranger, there's a new road?
No, new by our standards. Built 6 or 7 years ago.
I knew his map was crap.
What was that?
Nothing. It's up here on the lake.
Oh.
There! There's the cabin! Door's wide open. Max? Max, we're here!
Miss Liddon, please don't go inside.
Why not?
Well, this cabin's held together with spit and cobwebs. One wrong step and the whole thing could cave in on your head.
He was fine when we were in there before.
Oh, please, for my own peace of mind, you wait out here for a moment. I'll go check on them.
Well, okay. When are they coming out? Max? Jonathan!
Well, my guess is they're both asleep. Just, wait here, huh? There's no one in here, Miss Latham.
How can you tell standing in the doorway? Max? Jonathan?
Please, don't go in.
Don't be ridiculous. The fire is still smoldering. There's a book on the chair. Alice in Wonderland.
Don't touch that.
Sorry. That's Max's jacket.
They must have tried to make it back to the car, and we missed them somehow on the trail.
That makes no sense. Max wouldn't leave without his jacket. All their stuff is still here. Max's knapsack, Jonathan's mittens. Something's happened.
Let's not panic. I'll get on the horn and call search and rescue right now. Now, you can go warm up at the office while we search the woods.
Thank you, Ranger, but I'd rather be involved.
Call me Bernie. I promise I'll do my best for you.
I got your message, Bernie. Is there news?
Yes, I wanted to see you in person. 3 days of whiteouts and minus 35, Laura. We're calling it off.
You're quitting?
I'm sorry, but we turned over every rock in that forest.
So what now? That's it? Tough luck?
We might find something once the snow thaws.
The lady at the B&B knows all about that place.
Who? Agatha?
She told me the family that owned that cabin took off and left their kid alone in the woods.
Oh, Agatha's an old girl, Laura. A few cookies short of a jar, know what I mean?
She said the little girl had Down syndrome.
Agatha used to be the librarian. She's read one too many mystery novels.
The little girl starved to death, Agatha said.
Well, did she now?
Agatha said, us fogies in town don't go out there. It's a cruel place.
Agatha doesn't goddamn go anywhere, which is too damn bad for the rest of us.
Is it true?
It's a small town, Laura. People are pretty similar. Anyone different tends to draw fire, becomes grist for the gossip mill and whatnot. Well, that family, you know, all ducks, cold, didn't mix much. People like Agatha don't like that.
So you did know them?
Laura, I know how hard this is for you.
Just answer me.
To have them vanish like that with no word, no sign, it kind of leaves you vulnerable. It makes you lose your faith in logic. Some old biddy tells you a story. Suddenly, any explanation is better than nothing.
You still haven't answered me. Yes or no?
What does this have to do with your fiancé and his friend?
They're missing. If you have information, let's have it.
Well, I don't know anything more than you do.
Really, Bernie? Are you sure about that?
Of course.
I think I should go back to that cabin.
No, that's not a good idea.
Why not? Is the little girl in the woods going to eat me?
Look, I'm sorry for your loss, Laura. Truly, I am.
Isn't that a bit premature?
Minus 35, no jacket.
What do you mean, just forget about them? After 3 days?
Of course not, but try to accept that things don't always tie up nice. We'll do all we can in the spring.
It's not good enough.
Laura, wait.
Max! I can't stand it. What was the last thing I said? Something banal. I never should have left you here. What was the last thing you touched? This book? Jonathan would have loved this. Alice set the little creature down and felt quite relieved to see it trot away quietly into the wood. If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes rather a handsome pig, I think.
I lobbied hard for that new road, Laura.
Bernie!
I thought she'd stop if there was no one here. Then the Eco Lodge arrived. The woods started crawling with tourists.
What happened here? You have to tell me. Please.
My dad threw her doll into the woods.
What?
My dad threw her doll into the woods. She went after it. She was just a little girl. She didn't understand anything about what she was. Everything was a game. He threw the doll into the woods, then pushed us into the car. I saw her running after us. She was still laughing.
Was she... Was this your family?
My sister was my father's biggest humiliation. People forgot everything else about him except her. Agatha called him that poor man with the mongoloid. He'd come back from town seething. My sister never cottoned on. She'd just smile and gurgle. The only time she ever got upset was when he called her piggy. He'd show her the picture of the baby who was really a pig. She'd cry. She hates that book.
Bernie, what? What is that noise?
She'll be here soon, Laura. You have to go.
This is insane! Where's Max?
He's gone. He's never coming back. You have to go, Laura, now. Max wouldn't have wanted you to stay here.
Bernie, let's get out of here.
I'm responsible for this.
You were just a little boy.
I'm going to do what I should have done 45 years ago. I'm going to stay with her.
Bernie, no! Stop pushing me! Bernie, I'm not leaving you here!
Get out! And keep running!
Bernie! No! You don't have to do this!
I'm here.
Pig and Pepper, conceived and written by Emma C. Roberts. In the cast, Tracy Michaelides was Laura, Ben Carlson was Max, Dylan Smith was Jonathan, and Dennis O'Connor was Bernie the Ranger. Sunday Muse was the ghost. The casting director was Linda Grierson. The script editor was Beverly Cooper. Original music was composed and performed by Kathy Nozatti. The associate producer was Colleen Woods. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute, and sound effects were by Anton Zabo. Pig and Pepper was produced by Marcia Johnson. The executive producer was James Roy. Next, on Deep Night. Not all the trolls lurk beneath bridges in the dead of night. Some haunt the radio waves, enticing the unwary with offers of brief, late-night radio stardom, only to consume them in fiendish gulps. But you know what they say. What goes around, comes around. Even for trolls. Especially in deep night.
103.7 FM. Jade Radio. Your life. Your city. Your station.
Hi. Oh, no. Hello. Hi.
Who's this?
Who's this? Well, you won't remember me. You won't remember me, that's for sure, but, I remember you. Yeah. Jeffrey Kellerman. I remember you.
Who is this?
You see, you don't know. I knew you wouldn't.
You guys are good.
I think you'll find you can't cut me off there, Jeffrey.
Really
good.
Sorry.
Yeah, that must be excruciating for you, because it's all about control with you, isn't it, Jeffrey? But the idea that you don't know what's happening to you, it's just too much, isn't it? You can't take that, can you? It has to be you pulling the strings all the time.
Oh, okay, I like
always
the Bela Lugosi act.
Manipulating the situation, even in grade six.
Grade six?
Yeah, with your little group of fans. Yeah, I guess you had to have that even back then. Be the center of everything. Do anything for the big laugh. Make fun of other kids.
Hey, listen,
take everything to the extreme, tormenting them.
I don't know what you want, but...
You know what I want, Jeffrey?
What?
I want revenge. I'm going to get my own revenge on you. You'll see.
Jesus, what is this? What's happening? I know that voice.
The chickens are coming home to roost, Jeff. That's what's happening.
Rupert Findlayson. Look, we were just little kids.
You knew what I was like, how shy I was. But pick. At school, in the dining room, the playground, following me home, you and your little buddies. And then that morning, my dog. What you did to my dog.
We were just kids, for Christ's sake.
Standing across the road from our yard, calling him. Breaking bits off the candy bar, tossing them across to him.
Oh, Christ.
Getting him to run. Just as the truck came. Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Rupert? Rupert, listen. You don't know what it was like for me then. I wasn't the way you think. It wasn't. Rupert!
Next, on Deep Night.
A new mix for summer
on CBC Radio 1.